Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kate Loving and the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Schenck of katelovingschenck.com, author of the Prayer Prescription Series and creator of Kate Loving's Prayer Podcast. Joining me tonight is Nicole Dean, internet entrepreneur, wife, mother, and loved by all who meet her. Her latest creation is Awesomization Nation, a cool place to come and share your awesomeness as regards your personal life, your business life, and your awesome contributions to the world. Welcome, Nicole Dean. How are you?
I am, well, awesome. Thank you for the beautiful introduction. That was so sweet.
Oh, my pleasure. And I also want to mention, too, if anybody wishes to call in, the call-in number is 347-205-9200. Oh, that's so great. So, Nicole, I hope that kind of explains what we're doing at the Awesomization Nation is a Facebook forum. And I was really curious about what inspired you to create this beautiful Awesomization Nation.
Well, do we have time for a long story? It's a good story.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I would love to share it. About a year ago, I was at NAMS and in Atlanta, and there was a man there named James Daring and of BetterPiano.com, and he had told me that he had lost 70 pounds, became a better husband, a better father, and started his business all in 18 months. And I knew this about him, but I finally got to talk to him in person. What I didn't know is that I was about to have major stomach flu, so I didn't have long to talk to him.
Oh.
I walked up to him, started talking, and started sweating. So it was a very short but meaningful conversation. So I said, James, you know, first of all, I'm so glad you're here because I get to talk to you. But I was curious how you did it. I mean, how did you make all those changes so quickly and stick to it? I mean, most people just quit. They think in theory they want to do all these things, but they never actually achieve them. So how did you do it? And what he told me in those couple of minutes was that he decided that he was going to be awesome, the awesome version of himself, and he named that Awesome James. So what he did is in every moment of every day, he would do what Awesome James would do in that situation. So some examples he gave me was that at night, instead of setting his alarm at 7:30, he would set it at 6:30 and get up early and go on a walk, help his beautiful wife get their five children ready in the morning. And when the alarm went off in the morning, instead of hitting the snooze button like he normally would, he said, okay, Awesome James would get up out of bed, and he did. And then he went on his walk, he helped his beautiful wife, you know, and their children to do what he needed. Awesome James would pack a lunch instead of going to McDonald's, which he did. And then when he get home from work, normal James would flop on the couch and watch the news. But Awesome James looked at the kitchen, saw his wife, realized she'd had a long day too. And she was just about to start dinner in a messy kitchen, and the dishwasher was full of clean dishes. And so he looked at the couch and he said, no, that's what old James would do. Awesome James would walk in there, take the 2 minutes to unload the dishwasher and see how else I can help with dinner. And so he did. And over time, over the 18 months, he transformed just by doing tiny little acts consistently every day. And so that stuck with me for about a year's time. And I've shared his story before, but To be completely transparent, because that's what I do, in the end of last year and the beginning of this year, I was suffering with another bout of depression, because depression is something I've battled my entire life. And sometimes it gets a little ahead of me, and I have to figure out how to get back. And so it was the middle of January, and I had the keynote coming up at NAMMS where I wanted to speak about, I freaking double dog dare you to be awesome, but I didn't feel awesome. So I sat down with my husband, and I told him, honey, I'm going to have to either re-awesomize myself fast, or I'm going to have to cancel this because I can't get up there and do this keynote and feel like I'm in integrity right now. So I got into major awesomization mode, and that little conversation that I had had with James a year before popped back in, and I said, well, there's nothing I can seem to do to feel awesome right now because I've been trying, and it's just not working. It's not, you know, I can't think myself back into awesome no matter what I say, no matter what anybody.
Incoming call. Hello.
Hello.
Are you looking for Delaney?
No.
Who are you trying to get in touch with?
I don't know who this is.
Oh, did we call you?
Did you want to call in to the Blog Talk Radio Show?
Hold on just a second. Hang up on us.
Did we get cross-wired, Nicole? That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm actually in her car, but she's in the house, and I think her phone is connected to the car via Bluetooth. So I just
That's very cool.
I'm trying to hang up. I mean, I'm going to drive away, and that'll probably fix things.
Okay.
I'll just get further away from her phone. So. All right. Sorry about that.
No problem. The thing is, Nicole, are you there? Hello? Are you there, Nicole?
She's not here.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Are you her husband? So that was very interesting, because my brother's name is Delaney, and I suddenly thought that some interesting technological glitch had connected me to him, although the gentleman on the line was not my brother. But I just think that maybe there was some kind of, you know, metaphorical connection there. So Nicole's line dropped off, and I imagine she'll call back. And she was telling us about re-awesomization of herself in order to give a keynote speech to what is called NAMMS, an internet marketing conference. And so I'll just ask her to call in here. So, you know, you've in order to present ourselves to the world in such a way that we are integrity, we are integrity with ourselves, we have to feel a certain way, we have to be a certain way, and we have to present ourselves in a way that we really are being honest with the world. And I think that's what she was trying to say there before we got cut off. Okay, so here she is again. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, that's so funny because I just kept going. I'm like, well, obviously Kate is having technical difficulties, so I'll just keep talking. So I have no idea at what point you lost me.
So that was not your husband or anything?
That what person. Was that?
That
no,
wasn't your
that
husband.
Was not my husband. No.
Well, that was funny because he said something about Delaney, and that is my brother. And but the person who was talking was not my brother. So that was very odd. That was just very odd. And anyway, he became very flustered, and he said something about a Bluetooth, and he drove away and maybe even hung up. So he was an interesting guest to have on. I thought maybe he even called in to say something about being awesome, but
I missed all of that. I'm sorry. So what's the last thing you heard me say? Because I was on a roll.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were talking with your own husband about being able or not being able to do the keynote speech because you did not that you would have to re-awesomeize yourself. And you didn't know how
yes.
to do that.
Yes. Was that when I cut out?
And then, yeah, it's about right. This person who came in was there for quite some time.
That's funny.
All right. So then I think that you remembered what your friend had said about becoming his awesome self. The awesome
yes.
version of itself, that you remembered that.
Yes, I did. And so I decided that if I couldn't feel awesome, I couldn't convince myself into feeling awesome. There was no way I could do that. But I could do tiny little acts of awesome and see if that would change anything. So that's what I did, and it made all the difference in the world. I did tiny little acts in my life and in my business, and then also to improve the world. And it just worked. It took the focus off of me beating up on myself and put the focus on things that I could do and I could feel good about, which were little things in my day-to-day life.
Yes, I agree that there's something about getting hung up on having to do gigantic things in order
mm-hmm.
to, you know, to just blow everybody away kind of thing. And this whole idea of doing tiny little acts every day, I even see it over in the group. Now, the actual Awesomization Nation begins tomorrow, but there's been several of us, and maybe many of us now, maybe over 200 of us, over on the forum. And I have noticed that there is, every now and then, an inclination for people to think that this has to be huge all at once. But I think the
yes.
tiny little steps, the tiny little acts that we do every day is the key to this. And it was the key to you feeling better.
Exactly. And if people want to do giant things, I mean, God bless them, but that's not the goal of the group. And
yeah.
I am thrilled if people have bigger goals and they want to achieve them. But my goal, my purpose for the people in this group, it's to build them up over the course of the month by having successes every single day and working towards having a more awesome life, having a more awesome business or career if they're not in business and they just want to make their career better. I mean, that's a great goal, too. I'm all behind that. And then, of course, the
mm-hmm.
world. Awesomizing the world can be so simple. Anything that touches someone outside of your immediate family, to me, can count in the Awesomizing the World category.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to write a quick note to your first grade teacher and just say, hey, I remember some really good things you did for me, and I still think about you today, and I just wanted to let you know that you made a difference. I mean, it would take,
yes.
what, 15 minutes to do that after you Googled their address and went and found a stamp, because I don't even know where stamps are in this house anymore. it takes like 15 minutes, and you can change someone's day. You can make someone's day. Or another example I like to use is if you have an elderly neighbor, a neighbor who just had surgery, and you see their garbage can is out, when you go to pull yours up, bring theirs up first. They'll look out the window
yeah.
and go, wow, somebody cares. Or see if they want your leftovers from dinner the night before. Make a little extra and put some aside for them. It doesn't have to be hard. Another thing I've been doing is my goal you see, you can tackle this in two different ways. You can either do a different thing every single day, or you can set one goal over the course of the month and make tiny little steps towards it every day. So for me, I want it to be simple next month. So one of my life optimization tasks is every day I want to get one thing out of this house to charity. And I also want to get one thing out of this house to the garbage. And I think in the course of the 30 days, I will have gotten more than one, because while I'm looking around, I can see three or four things I can grab right now. So, I mean, that could add up to hundreds of items out of my house, but I'm not going to pressure myself to do that. Like, oh,
right.
In the next 30 days, I'm going to get rid of 100 things from the house to charity and 100 pieces of garbage. No, I'm just going to say, okay, today, what can I do?
Right. That's the only day we have.
Yes.
I agree that there is a playfulness about the awesomization nation and the whole idea of re-awesomizing ourselves, because we this whole idea of being disciplined and you know, whipping ourselves into shape really is not fun. And it's time to, you know, take life lightly. And the fact that we can all get together over in this beautiful forum and share these things. I read somewhere on the forum where somebody actually reads over what people have shared before she goes to bed, and she has great dreams as a result. And, you know, it just is a great way to go to go to bed with those positive images instead of watching the news or some horrific thing like that.
I agree.
And I like that. So we can choose for ourselves how we want to spend these next 30 days. Do you have any goals? Now, I can put out my affiliate link for the awesomization challenge. And that's Kate Loving Shank, all one word, katelovingshank.com/awesome.
Perfect. Yes. So, I would love if you would share your affiliate link.
Thank you.
That way
I
know how many people you send me and I can send you love.
That's right. So go over to that, katelovingshank.com/awesome, and join us where for the next 30 days we will be sharing our awesomeness with each other. So do you plan to extend this further than 30 days as we go on?
I don't know yet. I am playing that by ear. My awesome self says that I would love to, but I also think that it makes it extra special to close it and then reopen it in a few months.
Oh, that makes sense. Because
then it'll be a whole new event. It'll be special. People will be reinvigorated and be able to recommit to it. I think if it just goes on forever, that it'll just kind of peter out. So that's my gut feeling, but I am totally going with the flow.
Right. You're right. Whatever feels right, you know, basically at the end of the 30 days. But this is really fun, and I think that's you know, just as we were saying, it's fun. It's not a task. It's not a must-do. And
exactly. It should be like play. I want it to be like play.
And it's interesting, too, how the business, the personal, and the world often morph into each other.
It is. It's hard to post it. Like, every day I'm like, okay, what did I do today? I've got notes written down so I can put it in there to say, okay, this is what I did in my personal life, this is what I did in my business life, and this is what I did in the world. And every time I'm like, wait, does that go in business? Wait, does that go in the world or personal? You know?
Yeah, I've had that exact experience.
There's so much crossover. Yeah, so I'm trying to define the world as anything outside of my immediate family where I made somebody's day or improved, you know, the world in some way. I touched someone outside of my immediate family in a positive way. So that defines it a little bit better for me.
Yes, you know, you were talking about the Whole 30 program, which is part of your awesomization strategy for yourself. And I read the book last night, and it's a paleo diet, I would say.
Yes.
And yes. And I started it today, and I must say that I feel better. You know, I do feel better. It's a simple thing where you eat lots of vegetables first and foremost, and fruits, and a little bit of meat that isn't farm raised. That is as, everything is as organic as you can, you know, get. And the book describes everything scientifically. So if anybody has doubts or skepticism, they can read the book about that. But I just jumped right ahead to see what I could eat so I could start immediately.
Good for you. Yeah, it's pretty much paleo, except it's the strictest form of paleo, I think. Because some paleo, mm-hmm. they're kind of like, well, honey is good and you can do, you know, what... Is it okay to say this? I hope it's okay to say this. But in the book, they call it sex with your pants on. So that it simply means, like, they don't want you to make, like, cupcakes out of almond flour because then you're still feeding in your brain the cravings and the triggers, and you're not breaking that relationship that we have with food that's not healthy. So
yes.
they want you to be eating, you know, specifically healthy things. And so one of the things they say that I love is if you're not hungry enough to eat a piece of baked fish and a side of broccoli, then you're not really hungry. It's a craving.
Oh, that's very true. That's right.
It's so smart. And I've been carrying that with me because the last few days I've been craving chocolate like crazy. I'm like, come on, I know I'm not hungry because – I don't want fish. I don't want broccoli. Maybe a sweet potato, but.
So you do feel a lot better on this diet.
Yes, I do. It actually has made a big difference in my level of anxiety mm-hmm. because they talk in the book about how hormones and thyroid and inflammation and PCOS and anxiety and depression can all be tied to inflammation. And this is actually an anti-inflammation diet. So
right.
I figured, what's the worst that'll happen if I do it for 30 days? I'll be eating healthier than I was, even though I was eating healthy, but maybe I'll find something that was inflaming me that I didn't even realize, and it seems to be what happened.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is, and I'm sure it's not, this is not really a skeptic's statement, but everything with these new diets, this is not a new diet. Obviously, it's been around for many, many years. But everybody says something different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. But getting rid of all sugar is something, you know, all sweeteners, all sugar, and sticking, and all gluten, whether it's gluten-free or not, and
mm-hmm.
noodles and
All grains.
What's the word? Pasta. Yeah, pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And
all grains.
And legumes and beans.
Dairy.
So you know what? It makes it easy. It makes it
mm-hmm.
easy.
Exactly.
You don't have to really figure out what you're going to eat. You just cook up some vegetables and organic. I've been a vegetarian, so that I thought when I eat a little meat, it's going to be a little meat. But I think I do
mm-hmm.
need protein, and I think that I
yep.
need the energy from protein, and I'm going to see how that works.
Yes, and if you're being vegetarian on it, they did have some modifications, too, that you can
mm-hmm.
eat some of the other things just to make sure that you are meeting all of your vitamin criteria, because I don't eat much meat either, so I was looking at that. I haven't eaten mammals
right.
since 1992.
No, I won't be eating any beef. That I draw the line at. But this is my husband brought an organic bunny into the house today. Oh my God! I think I can eat a little bit of it.
Yeah, people always ask me, they're like, "You're vegetarian, right?" I'm like, "No, I just don't eat mammals." That's the easiest
yeah.
way to explain it. And they're like, oh, okay. So it's not like if it has a face. I'm like, no, because I could eat a fish and a chicken. And does a shrimp have a face? I mean, it's always this conversation.
I see little faces on them. So you're talking, re-awesomizing our diets and re-awesomizing the way we view the world. And, you know, I don't know anybody, when you talk about depression, who hasn't gone through depression and who
right.
isn't depressed at one point or another. And if it's just a simple thing as changing, making sure we're not making ourselves inflamed with some of the foods that we've been eating for a long time, like even pizza, you might think that
mm-hmm.
that's a kind of a cool food, but it's not. And
right.
They don't talk too much about GMOs in the book, but they do mention them. And most of the foods that you eat when you eat out are all pretty much GMO'd. And that
mm-hmm.
is debilitating to the psyche and to our children.
Right. And it is interesting because we've saved a lot of money, even though we're eating more organic and grass-fed meat and all that stuff. We've saved a ton of money because it's just too much effort to go out to eat and try to order something. So we just throw
yes.
something in the crock pot or in the oven or eat it raw or whatever we have to do just because it's less work and less thinking.
Yeah. So awesomization is something that is it's the mind, body, spirit and we're working with here. You might say, yeah, we're working with business, we're working with our personal life, and we're working with the world, but it's also mind, body, spirit, and that might be an easier way for some people to look at it who do come over to the forum who may not really have a business per se at this time. I think
mm-hmm.
looking at it in the way we think and the way we are spiritually, having a spiritual practice, and, of course, the way we take care of our body. And it's so important to keep it, to respect the body as a temple, as it were. So that would be another way to re-awesomize the way we look at this.
Yes, exactly.
I think.
And the interesting thing to me is how mobile the message is. My business
mm-hmm.
coach is Paul Evans, and one of the things he talked to me about the other day when I went up for a meeting with him was about having your message be easily spread. And that's
mm-hmm.
the magic of this one, that people get it, and they're carrying it with them in all of their waking minutes of the day. The stories that people are posting in the group are just blowing me away, and the way they're responding to things differently than they would have before, rather than reacting without thinking, they've got that little voice in their head that says, wait, what would awesome me do in this situation? And they're stopping and responding in a way that they're going to be, well, they are proud of because they're posting about it in the group. So
mm-hmm,
it's,
mm-hmm.
the message is easy to carry with you. It doesn't require you to pull out a book or listen to tapes over and over again. You get it right away, which I think makes it even more powerful because you can carry it with you. It can impact you all day, every day, at least for the next 30 days of the challenge.
Well, and it does take 30 days to create a habit, so or at least 21 days, but 30 days is kind of cements the habit of being more awesome. You know, being more awesome. How can I be more awesome in this situation? As soon as you immediately notice that your energy is dropping down, and maybe you ate something you feel guilty about, or you
mm-hmm.
spoke to somebody that you feel guilty about the way you spoke to them, or maybe, you know, we are human and we make so-called mistakes. But mistakes
yes.
are meant to teach us lessons. And this is a good way to put it, and as you say, a simple framework that people can grasp and immediately are drawn to. I think it's and you have created this movement. So how does that feel?
A little bit scary, but mostly just awesome. I'm still pinching myself, and I'm still just giddy that I get to be part of it. I know that sounds funny since I created it, but I get to play too.
Right. That's great that you're a part of it instead of looking somewhere else and folding your arms and nodding like somebody in the clouds or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get to play too. I'm really excited about it personally, but Yeah, the people in the group are inspiring me so much, and
Oh my gosh, it's great.
Mhm.
It's great.
Exactly. They're even doing their taxes.
Yeah, I guess I better change my attitude about that too. they're doing their taxes with, you know, awesome results.
Well, the thing is if you're doing your taxes and it takes that weight off of your shoulders, so even if it's just a matter of, okay, today I'm just going to do this one little part of my taxes and leave it, and then the next day you're like, okay, I'll gather these receipts and deal with that, then, I mean, you're done and you get to go,
Yes, and doing little things.
Yeah.
Doing little things towards a goal is very liberating, because you feel like you can do the whole thing, even if you can't do it at that very moment.
Exactly.
Yeah, taxes
is
a great example.
I actually want to encourage in the report that I'm writing right now, the Guide to Awesome, is that if people want to pick a monthly goal, like I talked about before with the getting rid of one thing in my house every day for one of my goals, but if somebody has a goal like they want to write a book, then instead of having that be hanging out there and beating yourself up over it every day and every month and every year that you don't do it, for this challenge, make your goal for your business, your awesome tiny task every day, to be write like 300 words a day or 500 words a day. And odds are, once you start, you're going to write more than that, and then you'll achieve your bigger goal. But in the meantime, you'll be taking those baby steps and making progress. So,
yeah, and you're not becoming overwhelmed.
Exactly.
I just got a message from somebody who was listening, and what she said is that the little steps prevent overwhelm.
Exactly. That's brilliant and so true.
And there's nothing worse than being overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
You
agree.
You can't take any action. You can't take action. And you just feel really shitty.
You get paralyzed, exactly.
Yeah.
You feel paralyzed, and then you do nothing.
Well, that's it right there. Nothing at all. You know, you don't go out and exercise. You might eat something. What the hell? You know, I might as well eat this crappy piece of food. And you're just getting deeper and deeper into the overwhelm state of mind.
Exactly.
That's the way it
and
works.
Even with my workouts, what I do is I have to take my daughter downtown 4 days a week because she's very involved in theater and acting and dance and chorus, the city chorus.
Mm-hmm.
So I have
mm-hmm.
to drive her downtown, or I get to drive her downtown 4 days a week. And so I dress in my gym clothes every day and say, all right, I'll drop her off and I'll go to the gym. I don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to go in there. And then, of course, once I get in there, I'm like, well, I'm in here. I might as well do something. But the awesome goal for me is to just put my gym clothes on, hop in the car, drive her down there, drive over to the gym, you know, use my pass, get in, and then go, all right, I'm here. I achieved my goal. And then I look around and I sigh. All right, let's do this.
I know, an exercise that does make you feel so much better. Oh, my gosh.
Definitely.
And it's really great to listen, to read Kathleen Gage with her 5-mile workouts. That is very awesome.
I know. I'm so proud of her.
Yes, it's a great thing to do. And she's running a marathon. In fact, somebody else was saying they have an app on their phone called the 5K Pro. And when I walk my dog every day, I often, you know, do half of it at least with a gallop or a run. But something like an app on your phone can really be kind of like your sports coach. And I was thinking about doing that this month. Why not?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't have to run a marathon. I can just run every day and get even, you know, more fit. So
exactly. And that's some other people in the group are doing that with their Fitbits. They have Fitbits, and so they're setting a manageable, doable, maintainable goal for their Fitbits every day that's just a little higher than their average when they're not trying. So they're not trying to say, okay, I'm going to walk 20,000 steps a day or 10 miles a day. They're just, okay,
mm-hmm.
I normally walk 3,000 without trying, so I'm going to walk 5,000 every day. make sure I hit that 5,000 mark every day. Or if I normally walk 1,000 a day, then maybe 2,000 or 1,500. I mean, just baby step it. Everything is an improvement. I mean, look what James did.
Yeah.
These tiny things.
Yes. So I think it's a matter of the word awesome elicits enthusiasm and inspiration, and the fact that we're not doing it all by ourselves and that we're joining with other people is part of the whole, it's like a forward momentum that is enhanced by the group.
Exactly. Yes,
so
and I'm getting
listening
mock-up.
In.
Oh, sorry.
So actually, people who are listening in can join the Awesomization Nation at katelovingshenk.com/awesome. What were you going to say about mock-ups?
Oh, and I'm getting mock-ups for our T-shirts for the Optimization Nation done now. And all of my profits that I would make from the shirt are going to charity. So we'll have the option of getting those, too. So I'm really excited about that. Very, very excited.
Oh, yes. Oh, that'll be fun. I can hardly wait to see those T-shirts. That'll be great.
Me too. I'm going to post the mock-ups hopefully tonight so you guys can give me some feedback, and then we'll get them ready to get ordered.
Right on. Well, good work, Nicole. Good work. I think, you know, you have something, this movement that you've created is going to go far, and I'm very happy that I'm a part of it. So thank you so much for joining me tonight. It was an interesting thing that happened with the person coming in out of nowhere. But he was very flustered, too. It was very interesting. So have a great evening. And
thank
we will
you,
see you
Kate.
Later on the forum.
Definitely. I will see you in there. I appreciate you, Kate. You are awesome.
Awesome. Thank you. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.